Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
Hi, welcome back, folks. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Did you know that there is such a thing as a National Association of Professional Organizers? Did you know that? Well, if you've been listening to my show for very long, you know it, because I didn't know that there was an organization like that until I met a lady named Stephanie Denton. Stephanie is our guest this hour. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a dynamic and creative personality. With the professional organizing industry, she holds the title of Director of the National Association of Professional Organizers and twice has been selected as National Chairperson of Get Organized Week. She's, as I said before, she's a nationally recognized organizing expert. She's appeared on CNN, Good Day New York, and MSNBC, and I know she writes articles for lots of different publications such as Family Circle, the Small Business Journal, and on, and she is our friend, Stephanie Denton. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for that warm welcome.
Well, it's just like your mother told me. Your mother faxed me all this and said, be sure that I got all that in. I left out the part about the cure for cancer and the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, we'll leave that for the next hour.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Well, let's get organized. And folks, by the way, if you're having trouble getting organized, as I sometimes am, and that's the reason why I was so happy to meet Stephanie, because every 3 months or so she shows up and says, "All right, Blasingame, you got to get organized here," and I really appreciate that. If you'd like to ask her a question about how to get better organized in any facet of your life, I have the expert with us right now, and all you've got to do to get that for free is call this number 888-822-8255 1-888-822-8255. Stephanie, what, you know, it's January 1999. You know, I have not written 98 on a check yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that surprises me because I always do that for the first week or two.
Well,
but it's 1999, folks. We've got to get organized. 98's history. And wouldn't that be a great resolution to say I'm going to be more organized in 1999?
Well, I'll tell you, people make that resolution often. And one of the things that I point out to them is when they say, "I'm going to be more organized in 1999," is what does that mean to you? How do you define more organized? Oftentimes, the resolution falls by the wayside after 2 weeks, and one of the big reasons is it wasn't well defined enough. It wasn't specific enough for them to even know how to get there and whether or not they actually met that resolution.
But Stephanie, you're taking all the fun out of resolutions. you mean resolutions are supposed to actually mean something? I thought those were just slogans that we told ourselves to make ourselves feel better.
Well, if that's how you want to use it, that's fine. But then again, if you want to make a change, there are other ways to think about your resolution.
All right. Well, yeah, I agree with you, and of course, I'm just having some fun, but trying to.
I know you are, but of course, I got to keep you on track here.
Absolutely, yeah, we got to get back on track and get organized here. How do we make a New Year's resolution of getting organized stick? How do we make that stay with us?
Yeah, the first thing to do is to narrow it down, to be more specific with yourself. You know, what does that mean, and why do you want to be more organized? Is it, you know, I want to get better organized so that I send out my invoices, you know, within one day of performing a service for a client, as opposed to looking at and saying, gosh, I haven't even billed someone for something I did for them a month ago.
Huh.
You know, and I want to do that because, you know, I want a better cash flow in my business. You know, if you have more meat to your statement, I want to be more organized, you know, if that was your if that was your statement that, you know, I want to be more organized, therefore I want to send out my invoices on time, then it becomes much more clear about what steps to take to achieve that.
You know, I want to speak specifically about what you just said now. You said send out and when you talk about sending out invoices, that one little trick I'd like to pose to our audience to think about helping you keep that resolution, making sure that you get your invoices or your correspondence or whatever you have with your customers, making sure that you do that in an appropriately timely manner makes you look more professional.
Absolutely.
Or at least not doing it makes you look unprofessional. And your clients, it doesn't make your clients happy or your customers happy if you don't bill them. They know you're going to bill them, and if you don't send them a bill, they think there's something wrong with you.
I agree with that.
And so maybe the fear of looking unprofessional would be one reason or you know, one thought to have,
mm-hmm.
to make you get off your rear end and get organized.
That could absolutely be another motivator. You know, one of the benefits of getting organized is that you present a professional on top of it appearance to mm-hmm. your clients or to your other colleagues or to your supervisor or whatever you have.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of some things that will burn into our brain. I mean, getting organized does not burn into your brain, but the benefits and that's what you talk about, Stephanie, the benefits or the consequences, maybe we should say also, of not being organized, what does that make you or cost you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if a client receives an invoice 2 months down the road and that person just sort of perceives, well, maybe this, you know, I worry what they're going to do with my work back in the office if they can't even send their invoices out on time.
Right.
And that client decides to, you know, look for another service provider. You know, it takes much more effort to find new clients than it does to keep the ones you have.
Right. All right. Now, tell us about January the 11th. What is January the 11th?
January the 11th is National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Folks, did you know that? It's National Clean. The 11th is National. That is next Monday, National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
And that's a time set aside each year, one day, really to celebrate the benefits of being organized and let people write in, still in the new year, take a breath and create a working environment that works for them.
All right, Stephanie, stand by. We're going to continue to get organized with our good friend Stephanie Denton. She is a professional organizer. That's what she does for a living. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. Give us a call if you'd like to have Stephanie help you get organized. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, folks. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Stephanie Denton. She's a professional organizer, and that's what she's here to do today, is to help us get organized so we can be ready for January the 11th, which is National Clean Off Your Desk Day. And by the way, folks, I still have several books I want to give away. Let me tell you what I'm going to give away this hour. This is a new book that I just got in from Floyd Hurd. It's called Rousing Creativity. This is an outstanding book that you've heard us talk about it on the show quite a bit. All you have to do to win Floyd Hurd's book, Rousing Creativity, it's about how to be more creative and how to help you with advertising and marketing. It's an outstanding book. A lot of worksheets in there, a lot of different projects that you can do to help you with that. All you have to do is answer one of my trivia questions. Elvis Presley was born on this day. Tell me the name of the first song that he recorded. That's a little bit of a hard one. Or tell me the name of the first movie that he starred in. That's a little bit easier. If you think you're an Elvis fan, you think you know some things, you're sort of an Elvis buff, if you can call me and tell me something really interesting that you know about Elvis Presley's life, I'll let you qualify for the book. Also, what country does David Bowie come from? And he was born also on this day in 1947. 888-822-8255. Use that number also if you'd like to call in and ask me or Stephanie Denton a question, especially if you'd like for Stephanie to help you get organized. If you'd like to call in and say, Stephanie, I've got this problem or that problem, how do I solve it? All right, Stephanie, let's get back into cleaning off your desk day, which is January the 11th. Talk to us about that.
Well, as I said, it's a time set aside when everybody can just sort of take a breath and set up a system that works for them, a work environment that supports what they want to do. You know, one of the easiest things I tell people they can do with their desk is to think about it in terms of, think about all their stuff in terms of daily, weekly, and monthly. You know, things that you use daily are best kept within arm's reach. You should be able to get them without getting up from your chair, without getting up from your desk. Things that you use weekly really do need to be somewhere within your immediate environment, but they don't necessarily need to be right at your desk. You could stand up to go and get them. And things that you use monthly or less frequently can even be stored off-site if you are short on office space or storage space. But, you know, oftentimes we'll, when I'm working with a client and we're literally looking at the desk area, there'll be a lot of things there that they just do not use very often, and yet they'll spend a lot of time standing up to go get the stapler or something else that they, you know, maybe have on a credenza that is nearby. It seems fairly logical, yet they have to keep getting up to get it.
All right.
So we'll just sort of rearrange the environment in terms of daily, weekly, monthly.
All right. What about, and I hope I don't get ahead of you here, and if I do, you can say, we'll talk about that in a minute. Paperwork, papers, things that I get in the mail, that's what really bogs me down is sheets of paper on my desk that I'm not ready. What happens is I get them at a time when I'm not ready to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I know I've got to deal with it in an hour or in a day or whatever. And they're not necessarily related. I mean, sometimes I get things in that are part of another project, and I put them in a file that I have on my desk. But if they're not, you know, just this individual sheet of paper or two or three sheets of paper that are stapled together or clipped together, how do I get that organized so that it doesn't just wind up? Sometimes I feel like that my desk is just a rounded pile of paper.
Now,
I'm getting a lot of work done during the day. I mean, I'm working on stuff all the time, but I'm just not ready to deal with that.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question because, you know, what do you really do when you have a piece of paper that doesn't necessarily fit under any of your current filing categories? It doesn't really justify starting its own new file for this piece of paper.
Right.
Yet, even though you're really good about pitching things, you know you can't get rid of this yet because you will need it at some point in the future.
Well, you believe you will need it.
Or you believe you need it.
You believe you will, because a lot of times I'll lay it down thinking, now I've got to do this, I've got to get back to it, and I will in an hour or a day. And then 3 days later, when I'm cleaning off my desk in earnest, I literally throw it in the garbage can. I never did do it, you know, whatever it might be.
But still, those papers that you need for a while need some sort of temporary holding place. You know, the question becomes, should I dump it all in one file called miscellaneous? Well, for many people, miscellaneous means out of sight, out of mind.
Right, and you never get back to it.
You never get back to it, or there may be something that you actually did need to do in there, and you might miss an important deadline.
Right. Stand by, Stephanie. I'm sorry. We've got to take a break. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Stephanie Denton, and she's helping us get organized, a tall project for when she helps me. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. That is the number to call if you would like to talk to me or my special guest and our good friend, Stephanie Denton. If you'd like to ask her a question about getting organized, I know that there's somebody out there listening who is not organized who would like to be. We won't know who you are. You can tell us your name. You can even tell us another name. I don't care. May not even ask you. You don't even have to tell us where you're from. If you're sort of self-conscious about not being organized, that's the beauty of talk radio. It's anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. Call us up and let Stephanie help you. Stephanie is a professional organizer. She can do it. She's actually helping me, believe it or not, folks. All the times that she's been on the show, I learn something from her every time. And when I say believe it or not, imagine me getting organized. That's the reason I say believe it or not. She's good. Stephanie, let's continue to talk about helping people get organized. And you were about to give us a solution. And by the way, folks, that number is 888-822-8255. Stephanie, go ahead and finish the cliffhanger.
Well, we were talking about a solution to all those sort of miscellaneous papers that are on your desk that don't really fit into your filing categories, but that you need to hold on to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than lump them all into one file and label it miscellaneous or to-do, a better solution is to set up a tickler file. And a tickler file is, you know, Jim, just like you have your calendar and you write down your future appointments in your calendar,
right.
A tickler file is where you store the papers that you need in the future. And just like you store your appointments by date in your calendar, you store your papers by date in your tickler file. So if you have a clear out a file drawer in your desk and put 43 hanging file folders in there, label them 1 through 31 and January through December.
Ah, that's the
That way,
43.
When you have a paper that you need in the future, you file it in the appropriate date folder. For instance, you have an agenda for a conference you're going to on the 17th. You put that in folder number 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then each morning you can take out that day's papers, and you have what you need for a day, and you're prompted to be reminded of the things also that you that you wanted to handle.
I like that. Or if you need to get ready for it the day before, you put it in the 16th.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, I like that.
Exactly. And if you have a paper you don't need till later in the year,
yeah,
put it in that month folder. You know, something you need next July.
Stephanie, that's
July.
Genius.
And at the beginning of each month, take out of the what's in the month folder and divide that into the 1 through 31. So you've always got all the things you need for that month separated by day.
You know what? I'm gonna do that.
It's a great solution.
If you were here, I'd kiss you. that's brilliant. I'm gonna do that because I've got a file. I've got a large file drawer that would work in.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't even have anything hanging in right now. I mean, that's the problem that I've got. Everything is on top of my desk.
And it's hard to work.
I mean, I've got some things in the desk. I don't mean that, but I mean all the current things, like you're talking about for the 16th, for example, like mm-hmm. you were saying, that's on my desk right now. It's laying right here.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens. And sometimes people keep papers out to alert them to things that need to be done, but instead it actually serves often to distract them from what they're trying to do at the moment.
Yeah. Now I make pretty good notes. And believe it or not, I do go through the things on my desk enough that I really don't miss anything. I don't miss appointments. Now see, that's when it really gets bad is when you start doing things like that. I don't miss appointments. I don't miss deadlines. I don't lose things. That's one thing that I do not do. I never lose things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're misplaced for a minute or two, but I've never officially lost anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen people like that though, and I know you have too, where they miss a deadline, they miss an appointment, or they miss or something that they had to do that was really important just didn't get done because they lost what was supposed to help them to do that job.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And that is frightening to me to think about that because I am. That's one of the things I am obsessive about, making sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be and that I do the things that I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, and this is a simple solution that can help people to do that.
I like that idea. Say that again quickly because I want to emphasize that. Folks, this is a place to put the papers, the individual sheets of papers that don't have their own file that you know you're going to need in a day or a week or a month, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Say it again.
What you do is you take a drawer near your desk because you want it convenient, fill it with 43 hanging file folders, label them. Label the first 31 of those, 1 through 31, and label the rest January through December. When you have a piece of paper that doesn't fit into your current files, you know you're going to need it a little bit later in the month, you put it in the appropriate numbered folder. For example, as we were saying, an agenda for a meeting
mm-hmm.
later in the month on the 20th would go in folder number 20 or 19 if you needed the day before.
Right. Or if you were afraid that you might, if we're like me, if being obsessive, if you were afraid that you might not, somehow you might be gone on the 19th or whatever, put it in the 16th.
Right. Absolutely. And then if you pull it out then on the 16th and you know you're going to be here on the 19th, then you can just refile it in 19th.
Or if you absolutely positively had to do it, go make three copies and put it in the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
No, wait a minute. Now, when people start making duplicates of everything, that's how things get lost.
But that way I know I won't miss it or forget it, Stephanie.
But
I'm sorry.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. All right, folks, it's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephanie's having a rough time with me this morning. 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our phone number is 888-822-8255. I can't believe there aren't any Elvis fans out there who want to answer one of my trivia questions. I'm really surprised. So that I'll give you another chance. I want to know what was the name of the first movie that Elvis starred in. Ladies, I know you know this. And, or, what was the name of the first song he recorded? That's a little bit harder. I realize that's a little bit harder. And it's kind of a trick question, but if you really know Elvis, you know the answer to that. Also, David Bowie was born on this day, as was Elvis Presley. What country is he from? That's the other thing that I want to know, the other trivia question. 888-822-8255. Our special guest is Stephanie Denton. She is a professional organizer. Stephanie, before we go any further, I'd like for you to tell our audience how they can contact you, because, and I also want you to tell them a little bit about how you work with folks and why they might want to call you.
Well, sure. We're based in Cincinnati. We have clients who, individuals and companies around the country, and we do both training seminars on organizing and managing multiple priorities, as well as individual work, right, one-on-one there in the office, designing solutions to whatever the organizing challenges are that you face based upon your workday. And our phone number is 513-871-8800.
All right. Now, do you have a website?
Not up yet. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, good. You be sure to do that, because we'll let our audience know where your website is. And if somebody is in Bangor, Maine or Spokane, Washington, you can still help them virtually, can't you?
Absolutely.
We
help people around the country. They're welcome to call us.
Yeah, just give her a call. You've got the number there. If you don't have that, if you lose it or whatever, you let me know and I'll be glad to. And I'm sure Stephanie, if there was someone who felt that they needed hands-on training, I mean, where you're right there in the room with them, you would be glad to travel. And if that wound up being not really feasible, I'm sure you would knowing what a professional you are, you would pass them along to someone who may be closer to them.
Everything you just said is absolutely correct.
Yeah, and because I know you are very active in your organization, the professional, the National Association of Professional Organizers, and you don't become a director of that organization, folks, if you're not willing to share with people, and I know Stephanie would do that. So be sure to give Stephanie a call, or let me know, and I'll be glad to put you in touch with her if you need her to help you get organized. And it doesn't have to be expensive, does it, Stephanie? I mean, just if somebody needs a little bit of help, it's not going to cost a fortune, is it?
No, absolutely not. Some people are looking for an evaluation of their current situation. Some people want just recommendations, and then other people want actually to implement the systems. It all depends upon what works for the client.
Right, and I know Stephanie will visit with you if you'd like for her to, and to help you get organized. And I'd really encourage you to seek someone out like Stephanie if you think you need help getting organized like I do. And Stephanie, speaking of me again,
you always are.
It's always about me, isn't it? No, well, you know, when it comes to getting organized, when it comes to using me as a perfect foil for your organizing message, I work perfectly, I'll tell you that. I fit in exactly into that category. Post-it notes.
Mm-hmm.
I love post-it notes. They're so handy, aren't they? I mean,
they are.
The guy who, or the lady or whoever invented post-it notes was a genius.
It was a man.
Now, it was a man? Okay, well, I'm glad to know that. Although it could have been a lady, who knows? Anyway, we try to be politically correct as much as possible here. Anyway, Stephanie, post-it notes, if you can see my desk right now, it looks like a post-it note forest.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with all those things? I mean, so many of them, and see, here's the other problem I've got with being organized. I'm a pack rat.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to throw things away,
mm-hmm.
and especially post-it notes. Now, I throw them away when they're totally useless, and I know that I'm not going to use them anymore. But you know what? I've got post-it notes here that I need to get rid of. How do I manage my post-it notes?
Well, does it bother you to have them out?
Well, yeah, after a while it does. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
The question really comes down to whether or not having them out is a system that works for you or doesn't work for you, or whether or not you like that system. You know, if you have a system, Jim, completely built on post-it notes, and that's working for you, then I say stick with that system.
Well, it's not so much a system built on post-it notes as it is that I get so many different phone calls. I've
mm-hmm.
got so many different facets to my professional life that I get all these different phone calls, and you know, if they hand it over to me from my assistant, then I take down a number, I take down a name or whatever, I take down some information. What I don't do, and I think this is where my problem is, what I don't do is I don't convert that post-it note information quickly enough to a more permanent and easier managed a vessel.
You know what I tell you could just do, Jim, is to use a phone log. You could use a three-ring or a spiral notebook full of lined paper as a phone log, and just as you get these messages, instead of writing them on post-its, you could just list them sequentially in this notebook, keep turning page by page, and leave a space in the margin to check off when you've done everything you need to do with that phone call or that opportunity.
That's a good idea.
You could quickly just flip through the notebook. You could see things that weren't checked off, but you would have it all in one place, all in one notebook, and it would not be pieces of paper scattered all over your desk.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, one of the things that my assistant does for me is she comes in about once a month or so and makes me tell her which one of these numbers and names or whatever are important, which group they go into, and then she takes them and puts them into a different, two or three different Rolodexes on my computer.
Perfect.
So that's good. I couldn't do without her. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Stephanie Denton, and she's a professional organizer. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. And our special guest is Stephanie Denton. Bless her heart. She is exhausted. Stephanie Denton is a professional organizer. That's what she does for a living, folks. She helps people like me get organized. And she has been trying to get me organized this hour. And she is exhausted from having to deal with the mountain of a problem that she's got helping me get organized. And Stephanie, you're a real trooper. I admire you.
Happy to be of help.
Stephanie, let's talk about scheduling and planning. We've just got a couple of minutes here before we wind the hour up. What are some thoughts that you got for helping people to do a better job of scheduling and planning?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the most common things I see is that people put so many things on their list of things they're going to do for the day,
right,
that there's no way they can absolutely accomplish even half of them, and it becomes a very frustrating situation by the end of the day.
They're unrealistic.
They're unrealistic, and you know what? The reason really is that any given task takes two or three times longer than you think it will. Even if you think you've built in that two or three times longer, it still will take additional time. Really, it's due to unrealistic expectations, to interruptions, to stopping to go and gather more information that you need to complete the project. So one of the quickest things someone can do is to start making a list, not by what they think they can get done during the day, but make your list comprised of what you think you could get done with a third of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And that list is actually more likely to match up to how your schedule is going to play out throughout the day.
Right.
So just schedule a third of your day, and as things expand, you'll find that that really is a realistic look at your day.
All right. What about prioritizing your projects and identifying the ones that have to get done today, and then the ones that if you don't get them done today, but you just need to make progress on them today.
Mm-hmm. As well, if you have really your goals and your mission set for your business, you should be able to look at your list and know which things on it, which projects are going to create the most value for you,
mm-hmm.
Based upon where you want to head. And if you just literally start with the most important one and then move on to the second based upon how much value it's going to create for you, you'll really be accomplishing things according to your priorities, not according to someone else's.
What about planning the day?
One of the simplest things anyone can do in planning their day and what to do during what time of day is to pay attention to when you have the most energy during the day. Because if you try to tackle a task when your brain is winding down for the day,
right,
or if you're not a morning person and you try to do something important in the morning, it's going to take you two or three times longer to do it then. So schedule your day based upon when you have the most brain power. Set your meetings that don't really require a lot of active participation for times when, you know, you're moving a little more slowly mentally,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't waste that high energy time.
You know, I have noticed that, and we all have. I've noticed that there are times when I have more energy, and there are times when I feel that I'm a little smarter during the day than I am at other times.
Right, absolutely. We all have our peak energies and our times of lower energy.
Right, exactly. Stephanie, well said. Thank you very much for helping me get organized today, for helping our audience get organized. As always, you did a great job, and I'm looking forward to having you back again.
My pleasure. Happy to be back.
Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. Okay, folks, coming up in the next hour, Mike Tanner's going to be with us. We're going to be talking about privatizing Social Security. He's with the Cato Institute. Right now, I got to go. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.